Oh, hi, everybody. It's Mike and Kim. Thank you for inviting us in. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. You know what I'm talking about. Make sure you get your subscription today. Tri-State Livestock News. It's TSLN.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, they invite you, yes, that's right, you, to visit us here in the Valentine and Cherry County area. Just go to visitvalentine.com or .org and find out 50 things to do. You could probably come up with more than that. Maybe a scenic hike to Smith Falls, the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. And it's way up there. Anyway, come check it out. Or Fort Falls at Fort Niobrara, or Snake Falls out near Merritt Reservoir. Of course, that is an International Dark Skies area and home of the Nebraska Star Party. Visit Valentine.com. All right, golf story time.
Okay.
Police are called to an apartment and find a woman holding a bloody five iron standing over a lifeless man. The detective asks, "Ma'am, is that your husband?" "Yes," says the woman. "Did you hit him with that golf club?" "Yes, yes, I did." The woman begins to sob, drops the club, and puts her hands on her face. "How many times did you hit him?" "I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 7 times. Just put me down for a 5.
Oh,
all right.
Everybody collective, boo.
No, don't groan on that one.
No, it is funny. I'll give you that. It's the only means of strengthening one's intellect is to make up one's mind about nothing, to let the mind be a thoroughfare for all thoughts.
Okay.
Just open up your mind and let things come through. John Keats actually said that. That's a quote from him.
Is that one of those things like an open mind is like a parachute?
Could be.
If you don't have the parachute open, it doesn't do you any good.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And here's one from Dave Barry. Remember Dave?
I love Dave Barry.
I do too. If you had to identify in one word the reason why the human race has not achieved and never will achieve its full potential, that word would be, ready?
Yeah.
Meetings.
Meetings. Too many meetings. That's right.
Sometimes it is not enough to do our best. We must do what is required. Winston Churchill. That will probably ring familiar to many.
He was a good man. We haven't heard from Tony Bullitt for a while, so I dug this one out for us. 3 girls all worked in the same office with the same female boss. Each day, they noticed the boss left work early. One day, the girls decided that when the boss left, they would leave right behind her. After all, she never called or came back to work, so how would she know that they went home early? The brunette was thrilled to be home early. She did a little gardening, spent playtime with her son, and then went to bed early. The redhead was elated to be able to get into a quick workout at the spa before meeting a dinner date. The blonde was happy to get home early and surprise her husband, but when she got to her bedroom, she heard a muffled noise from inside. Slowly and quietly, she cracked open the door and was mortified to see her husband with her lady boss. Gently, she closed the door and crept out of her house. The next day, at their coffee break, the brunette and redhead planned to leave early again, and they asked the blonde if she was going to go with them. "No way," the blonde exclaimed. "I almost got caught yesterday." Sorry, again, I owe you 2.
Yeah, I don't know, Michael. I don't know what path you're going down. But it sure makes us laugh. Today's cowboy is quite often very educated, but you will find that the book learning never takes away his ability to employ his words in a way that suits him. He will arrange them in a manner that best expresses his idea and be completely unrestricted by tradition. That cowboy slang, twang, and verbal saunter is often worn like a camouflage of a chameleon. It is not unusual for a cowboy to use it to beguile his listener, lulling them into a false sense of superiority. The dumb old boy trick has made many a cowboy a pile of money. Their theory is to not even tamper with the natural ignorance of a greenhorn. Whatever their dialect, phraseology, or vernacular, the cowboy has always had a way of expressing a big thought in a few words. Success is the size of the hole a man leaves after he dies. Couldn't have said it better myself. And that is by Julie Carter.
And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.